I thought this segment we could talk about women's college soccer, because many believe that West Virginia is the Big 12 favorite going into next season.
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with that completely.
Hey, but no, what up?
Oh,
what
boy.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Yeah.
God, this is a great song, man. Dude, I love this song.
Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now.
Hey, what up, brah? You guys still stuck in Five Fig Land?
I guess so, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man, dude.
No high five this morning?
No, high five, George.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah,
let's say get it.
Feel those pecs working, man. That's great. Yeah, you homos need to hang around the Chrisser a little bit more. Maybe get you into a more human tax brack.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll do that.
I've been making six figs since I was like 6 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sure. My lemonade stand pulled in over 40 G's the first year I opened it when I was a kid.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was all about location, man. You got to set up in the
really?
Right place.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, George, man. I'm glad I caught you in here.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw your text on my gold iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And sorry I didn't respond, but no, I can't make it. My band can't play on Thursday night.
I know you wanted me to,
but I can't do it. You know?
I didn't know you had a band.
Yeah, I like loaned out all my Tellys and Strato Gibsons.
Stratocasters?
To like Bon Jovi, you know. He's on
he gave to Bon Jovi,
yeah.
So, okay, well, maybe next year.
So, yeah, maybe next year I can play Jeb Jam with you. Hey, dude, you guys got to come over to my penthouse tonight at the Dub. Come on.
What's
we got
going
some
on?
Honeys coming over. There's going to be a lot of Fortune 500 companies there. Drinking a lot of craft beers, and you know,
oh,
it's gonna
man.
Be. Oh, wait, no. Wait, I can't tonight. I got a game. How about tomorrow night? You guys want to do it tomorrow night?
You got a game?
Yeah, I got to go to the Mavs game tonight. A friend invited me.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess. Tony Romo invited you to the Mavericks game.
No. Another friend of mine, Rick Carlisle, invited me because I'm playing.
You're playing.
Yeah. It was a weird deal. Like, Cubes wanted Tones to play, and Rick Carlisle said, look, if we're signing players for one game, let's sign someone who can actually help us, Cubes. They got a big argument and everything. Anyway, long story short, they compromised, so Cubes got Tones and Rykar got me.
So you're both going to be on the bench.
Both going to be on the bench, suited up. But unlike Tony, Rykar said, I'm going to get like 10, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. You are. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm playing for the Mavs tonight. But tomorrow night we can get together.
Okay.
Dude, wait. Can't tomorrow night. I got to meet D-Press for his workout. Dak Prescott.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're working him out.
Yeah, you know, he has me work him out every week to keep his skills sharp.
Okay.
All right. What better mentor to have than you?
Yeah, you know, so you guys ought to come out this weekend, though. I'm taking my cigarette boat out onto White Rock, man. It's
I don't
great.
Think they let
no,
cigarette boats out on White Rock.
The mayor makes an exception for me. I've got a mayoral pass on my cigarette boat that lets me cruise White Rock. I can make it across that lake in, like, 3 seconds from a standstill.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, really dangerous.
So I can do that this weekend, you know. Last weekend, God, man, I was so busy. Didn't have any time off.
Oh, yeah. What were you doing last weekend?
I was there at Augusta.
Oh, you were, yeah. It's your annual trip to the Masters.
Yeah. Except this time I had to work instead of, like, enjoying the game, you know.
Work?
Well, yeah, I was the swing coach for my buddy Serge.
Serge Ibaka or
Sergio Garcia?
Oh, Sergio, yeah.
Yeah, you know who he is.
No one calls him Serge.
Yeah, so I just signed on right before the Masters. He's been bugging me for years to be his swing coach. Ever since we played together once at Pebble Beach.
Please tell me. Oh, gosh. No one calls
like,
it that.
Come on, Chrisser, man. It's almost the end of my career. I want to win a major. And I'm like, dude, fine, I'll do it. But I'm only getting you one mage. And then I'm done. You know, I'm done.
Mage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a
so
week
we
you've had.
One mage.
NBA.
Out, you know?
Augusta National.
Yeah,
wow.
Give me like $100,000. I'm like, dude, I don't even work for that less little money, but I took it anyway.
Yeah, right.
I figure I can get a car wash on my Aston or something. $100,000.
Man, what a week you've had.
You know,
there.
I don't know that I believe any of this because...
You guys take care, man.
Well, hold on. I wanted to ask you about something.
What? I got to go work my glutes,
I was back there making copies in sales the other day, and I heard Alec Drake called you into his office, our sales manager, and he was tearing into you because he said you hadn't sold anything in 2 years, and you...
What?
You were on your final notice, so you can't be making any money at all.
What are you talking about, man? Oh, God, I've been found out. I actually talked to Alec Drake once.
There he goes, right through the control room again.
You know, and I don't even care enough to look, but okay, I will. It looks like he's not moving.
Losers! Losers! I'm the real benefactor.
Wow.
There he goes. Chris.